Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, it's now recording.
All right, do we wait for Dan?
We have a quorum.
He gave us a thumbs up. I say we start without him. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
We're burning daylight.
I'll motion that we move on with Dan, without Dan.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to... All right, the Twilight Zone. So this is a public hearing for the ordinance that we are discussing for WUI, which is the Wildlife Urban Interface. How about that? It's me. It doesn't like me. Is that better? Let's test it. Hello? Okay. Hi, Dan.
Can you hear Dave?
Can you still hear? It's a big crowd. You better come to the front. Okay, so the chair will now call the meeting into session. Roll call. We recognize that Tim and Josh, Wenda, Brian Batt, and Dan Graffenried are here for this public hearing. And yeah, I think that's all I have to do. We're all here. I'm going to begin. I did print a couple of extra copies if anyone wants to look at the actual ordinance.
Same as this one.
I was thinking about printing like 50 copies, but then I went with 3. Yeah. If you pull up in Basecamp and go to our meeting, we can even pull the map up. So I'll begin by reading the overview. When I prepared the overview of what is in the ordinance, I basically was just going through all of the stuff that I had read and all the people that I had met with. And then I had Jess Peterson read the overview to make sure that I did understand it correctly. And so that's where this came from, this overview of what it is supposed to mean for all of us. Okay, I'm just navigating there. Okay. Okay. And then if you scroll down to the WUI ordinance overview, that's where we are. This ordinance is an agreement between the Town of Kanosh and the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, FFSL. They love acronyms. Its purpose is to set restrictions around the building of new structures and to lower the fire risk in high-risk areas. Things like requiring closed-in porches or soffits under the eaves in high-risk areas. But none of Kanosh Town is in a high-risk area, so we are not required to impose any new build construction restrictions. We also don't need to maintain the high-risk map because there's no high-risk areas that have been designated. So then why do we have the ordinance? A fair question. If we don't, so what happens if we don't adopt the ordinance is we won't have an agreement for fire control with the state. Then that means that any fire or originating inside town boundaries that travels out into public lands becomes our problem, and we have liability for the cost of containing that fire. From FFSL, the Community Wildfire System, which they call CWS, allows the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands to cover delegated fires on behalf of the municipality, provided that the Community Wildfire System requirements are met. Also, Utah Code requires all municipalities to adopt this 2024 Utah Wildland Urban Interface Code by January 1st of 2026. And then I just noted, don't panic, we are not the only community behind on adopting it. The first time our council even heard about it was in February's meeting. And when I went to the mayor meeting last Monday in Millard County, only one other town has gotten theirs done. So, and it's not because they're not going to adopt it, it's just because it's one more thing, you know? When they talked about it, like, yeah, we're going to get to it, there wasn't a big heated discussion about why they weren't going to do it. So the bulleted point overview is that it's required by state code. It doesn't limit construction. It only puts requirements on any new construction within designated high-risk areas. The Kanosh doesn't have any high-risk areas. Kanosh doesn't need to designate any WUI areas, so no change. The only way Kanosh would need to designate WUI areas in the future was if FFSL designated any high-risk WUI areas within Kanosh in the future. And again, that wouldn't be retroactive. It would start from that time forward, and we would be at that point required to adopt changes to our building code in those high-risk areas and maintain a high-risk map, so if that were to happen. Not without, we're required to have an agreement if we don't want the risk of burning the mountain down. Does that make sense? I'm sorry, if it started in town, correct.
I'm just wondering if they did put anywhere in town as an area later.
I think at any time you could choose to repeal it, but you'd be in the same situation we're in now.
To your point, we should be able to argue that because they put the high-risk area as the center of town on the original map, we're like, no.
Mm-hmm. That's not right. Correct.
Thank you.
I don't know why we wouldn't, except that everybody usually puts sockets on their buildings.
You do. Maybe not everybody. Anyway, so I'd like to now open the floor up for any comments that you would like to share. Public comments.
You ever feel like we're staring at you, Dave?
I thought Jerry was going to say something. Let's go, Jerry.
I said, do you ever feel like we're staring at you?
I don't understand exactly what the code is.
Did you hear what she read?
Part of it.
I think it's on this paper.
Yeah, it's on that paper. The overview is not.
No, it's not.
But it was in the post to the town, and there's one outside on the wall.
Let me get it. It's inside of the. Let me just read it.
Okay. Yeah. And it does have, it does show which code in Utah code. It does say that code number in the actual ordinance.
15A1-1-101.
Yeah.
Is there a fee attached to this? Like if you, so it's just basically like a liability insurance.
Yeah. There's no change, like if we chose not to adopt it, it won't affect our insurance rates. It won't create fees or make it so that we can't apply for grants or anything like that. The only negative impact is kind of a big one. If a fire originates in Kanosh and ends up taking out South Mountain, Kanawha is liable to pay for it.
And then our insurance does go up.
Then the insurance would definitely go up. And we just shut the town down at that point.
And it's just saying if we have a high-risk area, we have to enforce defensible space around buildings. Like you can't have trees,
you can't have trees right next to your building.
Any other public comments?
The thing is, Kanawha does not, we're not designated as a high-risk fire area. And the state recognizes that. And so there's no building
code
restrictions because we're not a high-risk area. And so the state of Utah wants us to accept this ordinance that if we have a fire in town that would then spread to public lands, that the state of Utah would cover it. They would cover the cost.
Okay. The state of Utah would cover the cost.
Yes.
The cost doesn't have to cover
That's what this is about, yeah.
Okay.
And so there's no stipulations for building codes or anything like that. Now, if we were considered a high-risk area, well, then they would expect us to have some modifications to some building codes to help reduce fires, but we're not a high-risk area.
Okay, so it's entitled International Wildlife. Why is it international?
Who knows? I don't know.
Are the parks international parks?
I don't know.
Maybe the parks are international parks. I don't know.
Oh, the International Interface Code is what it is. So it's throughout the world, more than just the U.S.
That means that any fire originated inside our town, but traveling outside to public land is our problem and puts liability on us for the cost of containing the fire.
If we don't sign it.
If we don't adopt the Utah code, then we are liable, is what they're saying.
Well, Kanawha Volunteer Fire Department's gone out and fought fires all around. So why won't we change that?
They'd still fight it.
We'd still fight it, but we'd be responsible for the cost if it originated in town and went to South Mountain and burnt the whole mountain. We'd be responsible if we don't accept it.
That sounds like a threat to me.
Kind of does.
I think it is. That's what their foot in the door. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's saying if you have high-risk areas, you have to.
Outside of Kanawha, Kanawha Fire Department has always gone out and helped whoever, whatever county.
Right.
And
but they also get paid for that.
Well, not really. But
not much.
We don't. But none of those have originated within our town. They're, you know, lightning strikes, whatever. We still will fight all of them. But if it originates in town, spreads outside of town, and we don't accept the code, we're financially responsible. Wonder how much it costs to bring in the 747 to dump.
Those airplanes. The airplanes.
I think we'd go bankrupt.
Any other questions?
Well, it talks here about new structures. There'll be new restrictions placed on the new structures.
If we're in a high-risk area, but we're not.
Yeah, that's if we're in a high-risk area, but we're not in a high-risk area. None of Kanawha or the surrounding area is a high-risk area, according to what they say.
Even though it's red.
Let's not complicate the matter by the other map. the math we're going on.
So that's just the hazard map, but we don't have any urban interface.
Yeah, see, none of that.
Urban interface areas.
And the map is on the back to show that there's no red. Okay. If that's the end of the questions, do you guys have any questions?
So the point also, is, Dave, is that if we adopt this, and for any reason in the future we decide to change it, we can change it. So I don't see any downside other than it's another little something from another government on us, which we don't like, but I don't see any direct downside to it myself.
Agreed.
Okay. You are adjourned until 7 o'clock.
Do we have to motion or anything?
I don't know how I don't know how public hearings work. I think people just get to say what they want to say.
And then when do you, if you make it official, what do you do? Is that in the city the town meeting? Okay, I got you.
We could change wording right now.
Yeah, if we wanted to change anything. We could do it right now and then just adopt it at 7 when we go into public meeting.
No.
Good.
I think it looks fine.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So now what?
Now you can go stretch your legs until 7 o'clock.
No, all right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 7 o'clock. Let us begin.